This is Very Interesting Radio with Very Interesting Magazine.
Bruce DeMille, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, and happy birthday to you. When was it yesterday?
Yes, and happy birthday to you, which was last week.
There we go, look at us, hey?
I know.
Over the whole world and
peas,
all that.
Peas, pod, yeah, all of that stuff. Bruce, the things I think
you're still having
shower.
Weird showers as well.
Yes, I'm having lovely showers, actually. Long, long showers, and all these profound thoughts come along.
Aren't you happy you're not in Cape Town?
Yes, I'm thrilled.
We could not have this slot in Cape Town.
Bruce, is it illegal to drive without shoes in South Africa?
It isn't, but there are a bunch of people who will frown deeply and profoundly at you if you do it, and there's a lot of good reasons for that. Because of, again, just practical reasons. You don't have as much grip on your foot and all of that kind of thing for the pedal. And you can get your skin caught in whatever, you know, if your car is old and the rubber on the pedal is cracked, all that kind of thing. It's stuff you don't really think about getting in. Interestingly though, what you can get arrested for in South Africa is driving without a shirt. Indecent exposure. It doesn't matter what's showing or how much you don't want that particular person to take their shirt off.
Or gender.
It's an indecent exposure thing. So,
wow.
Yeah, potentially you could slide all over the pedals with your sweaty feet and all the rest of it and have no problem. But take your shirt off as in football, take your shirt off and you get yellow carded.
Very interesting. Okay, you see, you are really very interesting. Can nightmares ever be good for you?
They can, and this is interesting. It's part of the kind of processing of bad stuff that happens to you. So, obviously nobody wants to sort of wake up shaking and sweating nobody wants a nightmare, but, our subconscious brain works while we're sleeping. We all know this. And it takes our kind of abstract fears, things that we know we feel we're scared of, and it sort of sorts them out. It processes them as stories, and then that's what we have as a nightmare. There'll always be a narrative in your nightmare. Something will happen, and you'll sense something else coming, and all of that. And apparently, the nightmares that sort of pop up, kind of as much as 3 months after something, can probably be linked to post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, and we can all have that on some level or other. It's not just a soldier's thing or somebody who's been under extreme stress like that. And dream therapists also look at things called nightmare language. So the symbols that will pop up again and again in your dreams, and that can help you, or that can help them, to help you make sense of what you're going through.
So interesting. And I suppose that's also why, you know, if you think about some of the nursery, what do these Grimm's fairy tales?
Fairy tales,
and there was something feel good about them because good always won.
Yeah. Well, unless you were the granny who got eaten by the wolf, but yeah.
Yeah, apparently, yeah, Red Riding Hood was not such a charmer.
But they were, again, those are tales, you know, were used to teach kids, essentially, you know, should you go into the woods outside of the village? No. You know, not because there's an evil witch there, but because there's a bear or a wolf or something. Those are all valid reasons, but, you know, the way to teach a kid is to, you know, to make them use their own brains to scare them.
Bruce, what is the longest gap between twins being born? And the reason I ask you this is that there's some very famous twins in the Jewish community. Solly and Abe Kroc.
Mm-hmm.
And they were born a day apart. Or they were born on different dates.
This is a thing. This happens. I mean, the record is 87 days.
Wow.
And that was in 2012. So fairly recent, you know, it wasn't a sort of before proper care and all that kind of thing. And, that's Amy and Katie Jones Elliott. Those are the twins and their mom, Maria Jones Elliott. And what happened was Amy was born 4 months premature. And she weighed kind of just over half a kilo. So, I mean, you know, just one of those scary things that often happens with twins or multiple births where there is a premature birth, everybody's worried.
Yes.
But after Amy arrived, the contractions stopped and the doctors had a look at this and they said, listen, you know, we can carry on here, and see if we can get this other baby to term, which is what happened. So, the other baby came 87, nearly 90 days later, you know, nearly 3 months later, but formed as a twin in the fetal stage.
Amazing. This question has been bothering me for a very, very long time. And we're actually talking about fairies earlier and you can't say it, that they don't exist because 1,000 of them die at a time. You see, I just killed 1,000 of them, Bruce. But do Smurfs really exist?
Yes, well, kind of. Blue-skinned people exist, and again, you know, you need to sort of imagine that a bit creatively. But it's like going to the Smurfs or being on the set of Avatar or something. But there are certain communities, and the lovely example that I remember is it's a family in a place called Troublesome Creek, in eastern Kentucky in the States. You're already hearing the banjos. The descendants of this family have something called methemoglobinemia. So say that fast, children. Methemoglobinemia. And that's something that affects the hemoglobin in the blood, and it prevents it from getting enough oxygen to the body, which changes the color of your blood. And obviously, you know, we get part of our skin tone from the color of the blood underneath. So if that changes, the skin color changes and they tend to look a bit blue. And I mentioned the banjos and those kind of stereotypes because unfortunately that is one of those communities where there is a bit of intermarriage. So this just never goes
away.
This condition never goes away, and those genes are picked up again and again and again. So there is a community of blue skinned people, at least one.
Only they're not Belgian, they're American.
Don't send a giant cat there.
And this isn't in the US?
It's the US, yeah, in eastern Kentucky. Troublesome Creek, which is a great name.
Fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating radio. Never mind interesting radio. Bruce Dunnell, thank you very, very much for your time. Thanks for
Always
your expertise. And very importantly, it's very important, and I feel relieved that the actual Schtroumpfs, the Belgian Smurfs and Gargamel never came into question. Aren't you relieved, Linda?
So relieved. I was about to question everything I've ever known.
I know. Like that song was like, na, 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 na.
So, okay.
Na, 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 na.
You see, all is good. Bruce, thank you so
you
much.
You kids have fun.
Cheers, Bruce. Cheers. God bless. Bye-bye. That's Bruce Dunnell. He is the editor of Very Interesting Magazine. Go and check it out. You'll find it on the shelves at Woolies, at CNA. I've seen it. I usually buy my copies at Woolies.